ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We are looking at supplication number 8 in As-Sahif al-Sajjadiyya for al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zayn al-Abidin alayhi al-Salam. In supplication number 8, Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, he seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from number of things. And these are things which mainly are in their nature moralistic or ethical matters, that the Imam either wants Allah to give him when it comes to good traits and good manners, or asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take away from him in terms of bad akhlaq and bad manner. So we got to verse number 1 where the Imam says, وَشِكَاسَةُ الْخُلُقُ, and bad character. He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, oh Allah, I don't want to have bad character. I want to have the best of character. I want to have the best of akhlaq. And this is what me and you should have. In a previous episode, we said the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they define and interpret akhlaq in different ways. And it is important for me as a Muslim, as a faithful follower of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, to learn what they have to say about these things, because this is part of my faith. Akhlaq is a parcel of our faith. It's not separate. It's not a recommendation. Rather, it is wajib. A person who prays and fasts does all of these things, but if he has no akhlaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not accept anything from him, because all this ibadat, it was meant to make me a better person. Let us take a break and we will come back.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. A man comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he says to him, Ya Rasulullah, Maddeen, what is religion? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam simply says to him two simple words that encompasses the entire religion. He says to him, Husnul Khuluq, the best of morality. That's religion. Now, this person did not sit and contemplate on the answer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So, from the hadith, it sounds like the Prophet was walking. So he goes to the right of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He says to him, Ya Rasulullah, what is religion? He says to him, Husnul Khuluq, the best of morality. He goes to the left and he says, Ya Rasulullah, Maddeen. He says, the best of morality. Then he goes even behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He says to him, Ya Rasulullah, Maddeen, what is religion? And he says to him, Husnul Khulq. Then the Prophet looked to the man, he says to him, Ama tafqahu ad-deen? Don't you understand or comprehend religion? And it is not to be angry. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the first answer, he says religion, all of it, is akhlaq, morals. That's what is required of me and you. Ibadah is compulsory. When I pray by myself. When I fast by myself. When I do all these acts for Allah, which are compulsory, I do them by myself. So there isn't much of a trial there. However, when I deal with people, that's when my trial begins. So the Prophet says, let me see your faith, let me see your true religion manifested through your akhlaq. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he was talking to this man, he was trying to summon up akhlaq also in one akhlaq trait. And he says, do not be angry, control your anger. If a person learns to control his anger, then he has at least gained 85% of his akhlaq. Because when a person is not angry, then everything that he deals with is easy. What makes me, or what makes my akhlaq change, is in fact anger. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge coming to you from IRIB English Radio. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he over and over, let's say there were four times when he was asked, what is religion? The question was akhlaq, morals and morality. And the reality of it is, this is what religion is. Now, me and you as people, when people want to speak highly of me or highly of you, what is the first thing that they talk about? Do they talk about my salah, my siyam, my ibadah, my worship acts? Or do they talk about their akhlaq? When I ask you about a person, I was like, how is Ali? Oh, you say to me, he's a beautiful person. He's so nice. He saw this and he saw that. I was like, how is Fatima? She's like, oh, mashallah, she has the best of akhlaq. So the first thing people talk about is the akhlaq, not the ibadah. Because we all have to pray. We all have to fast. And sometimes, sadly, a lot of people who pray too much and fast too much, it became a habit. When it comes to their akhlaq, they are monsters. They are vicious monsters in terms of akhlaq. You see a person prays in the mosques, does all the wajibat. Sometimes he overdoes the wajibat. He even prays Salatul Layl. I know some people who pray Salatul Layl constantly. They don't miss it. But when it comes to dealing with their wives, when it comes to dealing with their children, they are really awful. And then I say to myself, then what is the point of this ibadah if it does not project itself on your action? Ibadah is like a tree. and akhlaq are the fruits of it. If the tree is not giving any fruits, then that is a useless tree. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even he said, innama bu'ithtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I was sent to perfect morality. He did not say I was sent to perfect worship acts. I was sent so you guys could worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was sent so you can spend more time in the masjid, more Quran reading. No. Even he said, most of the dwellers of heaven, they enter heaven because of their akhlaq, not because of their ibadah. And like I said, ibadah is between me and God. But what matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is how I deal with the servants of Allah. Al-ibad, the creation. We leave it here and we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را